my first meeting, it was morning, afternoon, and not just afternoon, mid-afternoon already. I hate to start my meetings with an apology, especially my first meeting of the year. It sets a very wrong precedence. I hope I won't be apologizing forever throughout the year. And it seems like I have too many apologies to make today, which is also not good for me. The first one is having arrived before the set time, after the set time, because we had scheduled our meeting to start at 2 o'clock, and now I can see it's almost 35 minutes late, ne? To our scheduled time from 2 o'clock. Yeah, we're 35 minutes late, so I apologize for that on behalf of the collective. But being the person who's steering the ship, being the captain, I'll call myself a captain if you allow. Is that the Nyami boy?
Yeah.
Okay, being the captain, I apologize for that. One of my basic principles is to be on time. And those who have worked with us, they know that 2 o'clock is 2 o'clock. We're not taking any chances. We operate like an aeroplane, but aeroplanes are delayed these days. So we operate like Gautrain. I'm told it's always on time. So 2 o'clock, when we say 2 o'clock, we must start at two. We've been able to hold to that principle for the past 1 year, couple of months that we've been on office. Even people who are giving support to us, they know that at least you have to arrive 15 minutes prior to the meeting in order for you to avoid any unnecessary embarrassment, of course, to yourself, because even if you are not there, we are starting. So I hope this year that principle is not going to change. I promise that it will not change. For those of you whom I'm meeting for the first time, my name is Peace Mabi. I'm the portfolio chair of Public Service and Administration, as well as Monitoring and Evaluation. Before I outline the purpose of the meeting, I'm going to allow and request that members of Parliament, they introduce themselves. I'm going to request that the chairperson of the NCOP, as you might have seen, the notice for today's meeting requires that we should have a joint committee meeting. I'm going to request that he does that, he introduces himself, then we follow from Member Nyami Boy in that order.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. My name is Jihad Mohapi. I'm the chairperson of the Select Committee of COGTA, Public Service and Admin, Women, Youth and Intergovernmental Relations. Thank you.
I'm Nyami Zelipoy, Member of Parliament from the National Assembly.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Maina Lesoma, Member of DPSA M&E Portfolio Committee.
Thank you, Chair. My name is James Mtetwa, a member of the Portfolio Committee.
Good afternoon. My name is Dumisani Klimbi, permanent delegate from the Western Cape, member of this committee. Thanks.
Good afternoon. My name is George Michalakis, permanent delegate from the Free State.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bronwyn Engelbrecht, permanent delegate from Gauteng.
Goedemorgen, good afternoon. Erik Marais, member of National Assembly, also a member of this committee.
Okay, members present, thank you very much. There's a request already. Sorry, I missed your name when you're introducing yourself. Yeah.
George Michalakis, chairperson. I represent the Free State in the NCOP.
All right. Members, you're all welcome. The agenda item before us today is the shortlisting of the National Youth NYD Development Agency, NYDA, popular known as NYDA. It's the shortlisting of the board for the NYDA. Because this is a joint sitting where both houses of parliament, we know that parliament is constituted by both houses, which is NA and NCOP, are supposed to be sitting and considering the application forms and shortlisting the suitable candidates shortlisting people that will be eligible for interviews, which will sit sometimes. What is the date, Natongwebe? The proposed date? 12th of February. Okay. Then after having interviewed them, recommending to Parliament for approval, which is when? What is the proposed date for Parliament?
Let me just take your Chairperson.
Can you use the mic so that everyone can hear?
All right. On the 12th, it will be the interviews for shortlisted and the deliberation on the people that way will be nominated to serve as members of NYDA board. And then on the 17th, we'll consider the report, meaning the adoption. We'll adopt the report. And then the report immediately on the 18th, it will be ATC. That's according to the proposed, not yet final, according to the proposed program.
Thanks for that. We've outlined the procedure. With an exception for today, I'm going to request that, I hope all members have received CVs, ne? You have, ne? I'm going to request that today's process, we suspend it until further notice. Further notice, it means it can be 24 hours. I'm right, ne? It can be 24 hours, it can be 72 hours, because we've received apologies from other political parties. I would hate to participate in a situation whereby later, after 2 days that we have wasted time, we're here, there's objections, and then now we have to restart the whole process again. So we did not get other political parties to come and participate. We've tried to call them. We've tried to get them through their secretaries and all that. So this is a very important process where we feel that we cannot leave others behind. We all have to move on the same pace. So I'm going to request that we postpone the meeting. The latest should be next week, Tuesday morning. Ne? I would not want to take your Monday because Monday is constituency day, but request that maybe Tuesday morning, those of us who would be mandated by our political parties to come and participate in this process, they should please try and avail themselves. So I'm requesting that we adjourn the meeting until next week, Tuesday morning. What time? Because it looks like it's going to be a very long process as well. We cannot do it midday. It has to be in the morning. Let's say 10 o'clock, because most committees start at 10. Starts at 10. Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Are we in agreement? Mama, no?
Yes, Chair. I hope all of us were in agreement in support of that, because it must be inclusive as possible, the process.
The process has to be inclusive as possible as it could be. So we're trying to accommodate those who are complaining that they received the messages late and all that. We have to, for the sake of progress. Okay, members, I apologize for any inconvenience caused. Hope to see you next week, Tuesday. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Mm.
Andilvanga ngegama lakhe.